You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labour MP Shannon Halbert.
Global tensions remain high this week with a ceasefire in the ongoing US-Iran conflict and renewed escalation around the Strait of Hormuz, raising concerns about global oil supply and rising fuel prices. Here in Aotearoa, severe weather events continue to put pressure on communities, with debate emerging on how and when states of emergency should be declared, following comments from Wairoa's mayor during Cyclone Vianu. For our weekly catch-up with Labour Party's Shannon Halbert, I asked about the government's response to these developments, both internationally and at home. We're about halfway through the two-week ceasefire between the US and Iran, but tensions are clearly still very high. What do you make of where things are right now?
I think it's a pretty sad case of where things are at, and leaders across the world haven't been helpful in that. What's important here is that we need clarity and leadership on what is a major international crisis from our own government, and we're just not getting that.
Do you think the government's doing enough, or we're being too cautious?
Well, Prime Minister Luxon couldn't even condemn the bombing of a primary school. He hasn't come out with a very clear plan, and New Zealanders, as a result, are just sitting here waiting in a fuel crisis without any clarity of around what's next. Prices are going up, and that's challenging families on an everyday budget.
And more recently, we've seen US President Donald Trump move to block Iranian shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. How significant is that escalation from your perspective?
Yeah, quite significant. It appears to be quite a step away from diplomacy. In my view, New Zealand shouldn't be involved in that. But it is important that leaders across the world are working together to create an outcome that is reasonably positive for everyone, and that's why diplomacy is so important.
With the Strait of Hormuz being a key global oil route, this is pushing fuel prices up and increasing economic uncertainty. Back home, we're seeing petrol prices rising again, so what's your view on how the government is handling that?
Well, dealing with the fuel crisis should be our government's number one priority right now. They should be pulling out all the stops, working every angle possible to secure as much certainty around fuel supplies as possible. I'm not convinced that they're doing that, and I don't think the everyday New Zealander is convinced that they're doing that. And they just need to be moving faster to explain what will happen in a fuel shortage, because at the end of the day, every New Zealander is feeling the pinch of fuel prices increasing.
Do you think the government is prepared for the flow-on effects, particularly around cost of living?
Well, the government hasn't provided any certainty and clarity for New Zealanders. They've come up with a very light plan, but New Zealanders want to understand what the way forward looks like, how the government is responding to this, and how they're going to prevent fuel prices and the cost of living from increasing as a result. We've seen reports this week that say things could increase by 50%, I think it was. You know, that will be scaring families, working families, and those on benefits in particular who are struggling to make costs meet at the moment, to get food on the table. Yesterday I was at the Kindness Collective, and they've seen a massive increase in the number of families and agencies asking for help to provide food security to local families here in Tāmaki, Makaurau, Auckland.
How would the Labour Party approach this?
Well, it's important to look back at the Labour Party's approach in COVID. We were very clear in our alert levels. We provided detail around where organisations, where different groups of New Zealanders sat, what the priorities were. There was daily communication going out. And there was a lot of resources and support put in place to support New Zealanders at a time of need, whether you were a business, whether you were a family struggling to get food on your table.
Moving on to Cyclone Vianu, we've been dealing with severe weather and cyclone impacts. How would you assess the government's response so far?
Well, I was quite glad that people were properly prepared this time. I think communications were excellent by emergency management teams and by local councils. And I'm thankful to all the workers who helped the country prepare for this cyclone. And in my view, it is better to be safe than sorry. But what we need from a government is a real resilience plan. We need to understand why this government hasn't invested in national resilience, what they're doing to prevent flood damage and keep people safe as a result. And this government hasn't prioritised climate change in over the past 2.5 years.
And I just wanted to touch on Wairoa Mayor Craig Little's comment that he refused to declare a state of emergency during Cyclone Vaiano, calling the broader response woke and unnecessary. What do you make of these comments?
That's not helpful in my view, but I'm just glad that people were properly prepared this time. I have whānau down in the Hawke's Bay, and I know after previous weather events, you know, they were so fearful for what could happen, and so they were happy to be prepared.
Are our current emergency management systems fit for purpose as these cyclone and weather events become more common?
I'm no expert in this space, but I acknowledge the workers that have been supporting us to date. I think what were 1 in 100 day weather events have now become more frequent, and so it's important that we invest in a proper resilience plan, that we make sure we continually improve our emergency management responses, and we seem to be doing that. But no doubt governments will need to take a leadership approach in that, and that's what I want to see from Prime Minister Luxon.
So with these cyclone and weather events becoming more common, where do you think our biggest gaps are right now in the government's climate response?
Well, the government is running blind. They've underinvested and cut back on investment in our climate change response. We used to be world leaders in some respects. We had good policies to set us up for 2030, but this government has cut those resources back. I look to things like the National Resilience Plan in 2023 that we set up following Cyclone Gabrielle. That was a $6 billion investment, and National cut all of that funding.
What would Labor's response be?
Well, you'll see from the past the investment in both climate change response and the National Resilience Plan. The urgency is for leadership right here and now. We've got families that are doing it tough, that are confused by where the government is taking us, and even if they care. So while the election and policies will come out, you know, over the coming months, urgency means that a government has to respond now. We will hold the government to account, and we will go through to the election with policies that Labor will lead.
When you look at all of this global instability, rising fuel prices and climate events, what do you think the government's top priority should be right now?
The government's top priority should be addressing the fuel crisis. If they don't get on top of this particular issue and show some leadership, then that's going to impact a number of things. People's ability to put food on the table, businesses' ability to operate and keep people employed. And so there are real ripple effects. And if our economy isn't doing well, then people aren't doing well, and it will disable our ability to respond to climate issues in the first place.
That was our weekly catch-up with Shannon Halpert about the latest developments in the Iran conflict, rising fuel pressures linking to the tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, and the government's response to recent cyclone events here in Aotearoa.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halpert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.